through the Constitution. And you know what? She'd feel good about it, because she'd look over at her war profiteer husband and say, "Honey, did the check clear?" "Yeah, baby, the check cleared." "Oh, good. Maybe I can go and put another knife through the Constitution next time it's convenient." What a loathsome woman she is. What a loathsome man at this juncture Charles Schumer is. What's going on here with Schumer? It can't simply be state loyalty. It can't simply be the old buddy network. God, when you rise to the level of the United States Senate, oh wait, that's nothing but the old buddy network. I gotta do something about this Mr. Smith goes to Washington, Jimmy Stewart thing that I got going on in my skull. I gotta do something about this idea that I maintain that there is something called honor, that there is something called integrity, that there is something called patriotism, that there is something called decency, that there is something called the Constitution, and that it is worth every last measure of all of our devotion. I gotta get over that. I gotta stop asking, you know, it's the political equivalent of having that little bracelet on your wrist that says WWJD. What would Jesus do? Only my J stands for Jefferson. What would Jefferson do? And I have got to stop measuring senators and members of the House of Representatives in the year 2007 by the lofty standards established by Jefferson, by Madison, by Franklin, by Adams, by John Marshall and John Jay, by Washington and Burr and Hamilton. Because we are living in a political age of the winnowing of the souls. And there are no Jeffersons. And there are no Franklins. And there are no Adams. There are no Henry Clays. There are no Daniel Websters. There are no John C. Calhouns. There is no greatness left in the United States Senate. It is a hollow shell and a caricature of itself. I gotta stop thinking in terms of all of that high-toned, high-minded, highfalutin, patriotic, inspiring stuff that they handed me as a little boy. You know, if you talk to a psychologist every now and then, some of those pop psychologist types will say, well, you know, you've got to get in touch with your inner child. I think that's my problem. I'm far too well in touch with my inner child, and my inner child took all that honor, all that patriotism stuff, deadly in earnest, and believed it all the way to the core of my being, and I have held on to it and held on to it and held on to it at my peril, at my hazard, and even in the face of evidence directly to the contrary. And now we're going to get another thug. It's a judge here, a Supreme Court justice there, a general here, an attorney general there, and twilight slides slowly into darkness in the first decade of the 21st century in America. That's the thing, you know, you get to the end of the day and there's that one last moment. Photographers love it for the golden light, and it lasts only minutes. and it looks like the most beautiful day in the world ever. And then a matter of minutes later, it's gone, and it is pitch black dark outside. We are in that twilight of the American Republic. You and I, standing in the dark, looking at the golden light shimmering off the buildings where once was seated a deliberative body, a House, a Senate, a Supreme Court, a Chief Executive, that were directly beholden to the people of the United States, and bathed in that glimmering light at the end of day, it looks divine. But night is falling. Night is falling in Washington, D.C. and all across the United States of America. Night. Night is falling. And it becomes darker with every treasonous vote. Not treason against me. Not treason against you. Treason against the Constitution of the United States of America and all the men and women who have bled and died to see it continue, yea, verily unto this day. That is the treason. Every treasonous vote by a Feinstein, a Byrd, and a Kaka, a Landrieu, a Lincoln, Pryor, a Nelson. Every time they vote to put one of these lawless thugs into office and cloak them with the imprimatur of authority, the Constitution dies a little bit more, and it gets a little bit closer to pitch dark in America. You remember that stupid Ronald Reagan commercial from years gone by? Well, it's morning in America. Well, I think we can finally have done with that fraud. It's not morning in America anymore. This is America with the sun having set and sending the last few rays of light before the onset of total darkness. And you and I, we have drawn the short straw. We get to watch it happen. We get to see the full dark come. Lucky you. Lucky me. It's about 3 minutes before the hour. It's Front Porch Friday. You are welcome to join in the conversation if you so desire. You know the number. On your nickel, 304-658-5453. On ours, 877-443-2366. Am I wrong? Tell me if I am. Tell me I'm just being a pessimist. Tell me it's just another vote. Tell me there's no difference between a vote for the dams, bridges, and culverts and a vote for a man who doesn't know whether or not damn near killing another human being is torture. I'd really like to be wrong here, and I'd like it if you could prove it to me. I welcome you to give it a try. You're listening to America's Liberal Voice. You're listening to The Horn. Listener-supported independent media of the first order. I'm Bob Kincaid. I don't know.
and money. This shit has hit the fan.
This is the Quality News Network. Torrential rains in the low-lying Gulf state of Tabasco, Mexico, causing the worst flooding in 50 years. Thousands of residents are waiting for rescue, with 70% of the state underwater. Authorities are also worried about the possible outbreak of disease such as cholera. President Bush vetoed a multi-billion dollar legislation that would have authorized hundreds of water projects across the U.S. The bill included funding for the restoration of wetlands, flood prevention, and hurricane damage repair. Congressional Democrats say there may be enough votes to override the presidential veto. Mr. Bush warning congressional Democrats that if his nominee for attorney general is not confirmed, then there may be no replacement nominee during his remaining term in office. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Patrick Leahy, said today that he will not vote for Michael Mukasey because he failed to give his legal opinion on the issue of waterboarding as torture. However, Senators Dianne Feinstein and Charles Schumer both say they will vote in Mukasey's favor. Near Phoenix, the largest nuclear plant in the U.S. under lockdown this hour after a worker was stopped at the plant's entrance earlier today. Authorities discovered a small explosive device inside his pickup. An Israeli official says Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert wants a peace deal with the Palestinians before President Bush's term ends. Olmert stopped short of saying such a deal could be reached. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and other top White House foreign advisors will be forced to testify about their conversations with pro-Israel lobbyists. That's a federal judge's ruling today. If Rice and the other officials do ultimately testify, it could provide a behind-the-scenes look at how foreign policy is crafted. Rice met with Turkish officials today in Ankara, Turkey, assuring them that the Kurdish rebels are a common threat to both countries. Rice pledged to help Turkey in its fight against them. In Miami, the prosecution has rested in the trial against seven suspects accused of plotting to blow up Chicago's Sears Tower. The defense begins its case on Monday. And Mexican drug enforcement officials say they've made one of the largest cocaine busts in history. Agents found 23.5 tons of cocaine on a Colombian cargo ship. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Science and business news next.
I know your secret. Nobody told me, but I know. Every time your little girl wants you to read her a story and you tell her you're too busy, I know. When your boy needs help with homework and you tell him to ask his mother, I know. Your wife asks you whether the warranty is still good on the broken dishwasher and you tell her you're too tired to look for it, I know. You're very good at keeping the secret, but it does take a lot of effort to keep the charade going. It could be very scary and embarrassing if anyone found out. But I know your secret. You can't read. Neither can 93 million American adults. You're in big company. Instead of running scared, become a hero in your own family. Find a local literacy program at your library. It's free. The day you whisper in your wife's ear, "Honey, I can read," just watch how big her smile is.
This message on literacy has been brought to you as a public service by the Quality News Network. For more information, please contact your local library.
Daylight savings time ends on Sunday at 2 a.m. Clocks should be set back 1 hour. Michigan's governor asking for a man-made solution to a near-record lack of water in Great Lakes Huron and Michigan. Both the U.S. and Canadian federal governments would have to mutually agree on any proposal. The U.S. Air Force delivered Alaska's only elephant to her new California home last night. Alaskans raised money to allow the 25-year-old African elephant to retire from zoo life in a warmer climate, surrounded by others of her species. TV and film writers will call a strike today for the first time in 20 years. At issue is residual payments for work aired on pay-per-view and DVDs. The Federal Reserve injecting $41 billion into the nation's financial system. It is the most significant cash infusion since 9/11. And Verizon Communications has become the first major U.S. company to permit its shareholders to vote on executive salaries. Light sweet crude oil trading at $95.93 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Gold trading at $808.50 an ounce. At today's close of Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average holding steady, up 27 points at 13,595. NASDAQ up 16 points. The S&P 500 up 1 point. And there's always more on our website at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Barbara Lewis.
It's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
All right, I cooled off a little bit. Had me a little swig of some great Kool-Aid. Man, that's living. Things keep going like this. I'm going to be into the Foster's oil can before the second hour is out, though, I promise. Nah, I'm kidding. No impaired radio here. If you want impaired radio, go listen to The Oxymoron. If you want impaired radio, go listen to some right-wing nutcase. Too sober for our own good here. No promises about what happens long about midnight when I'm done producing, though. Miller time comes a little late around here, but it does find its way here. Sort of like, Miller time. Don't know much about mills, don't know much about time, but I do know when it's Miller time. And that's going to come about 12:01. Some good football on tomorrow, too. Let's see who's on the phone here. One never knows. Hey, who have I got?
You got North Dakota.
Hey, Bob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm still staying alive.
Every day above the ground's a good one.
Every day above the ground's good. Yeah, it's true. But, these days are getting short.
That they are. It's already plumb dark outside for me, and I'm further south than you are.
Well, we're a little bit north of you, and it's getting close, but the sun's going down.
And metaphorically speaking as well, of course.
Yeah, sun's going down, not metaphorically. Absolutely, Bob. It's sundown, and either we're going to end up in the dark with the light, or we're going to do something. I don't know what, but we must do something. I'm not certain how we start doing it, but you're at least a candle in the darkness. At least you're that sound, and it sounds like you're trying to take that away too.
Well, no, I mean, we're doing fine right here, Bob. It's a little tough. It seems like it's a day in and day out assault. You know, we sat and we waited and we ached and we yearned and we busted our asses and we gave money out of our pockets to create a Democratic majority in the Congress of the United States, and the little sons of bitches won't be Democrats.
Ah, that is the truth. Is that not the truth? We bled for them. We have sent our sons and daughters to die for them, and they don't even recognize them when they come home. And now I heard that that long, oh my God, and excruciatingly painful description that you gave earlier in the show of the young Marine lieutenant, and it just ate my guts, and I'm sick to death of it, Bob. I'm sick to death of watching these boys come home in bags and rags and in tags, and everybody sitting around, and this monkey, this little punk in the White House, standing up there and using them as props while they attack a little 12-year-old boy that survived a horrible, horrible accident. I'm sick to death of them, Bob. I cannot tell you how tired I am from facing these, I don't know, what would you call them? Give me a word, please.
No, because I'm fresh out. I really am, Bob. I'm plumb licked, and I am fresh out of I'm running out of descriptive phrases to, you know, because that young man in that photograph, Bob, you know, he's got his dress blues on. He will be a Marine until the day he breathes out and doesn't breathe in again.
I know that because that's the way I am.
And so when the White House called him and said the president wants to be photographed with you, yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Puts him on and goes out there and struts his stuff, even though he has nothing to strut.
And gets used. And I don't blame him because that he's a Marine. He'd follow his commander in chief into hell.
If he had a commander in chief, Bob. He doesn't have a commander-in-chief. He doesn't have a George Washington. He has a George Bush. And there's a big, big difference. There's a big difference. He doesn't have a man sitting on a white horse. He's got a man sitting in a White House that's afraid of horses. Let's face it. He's afraid of cows. He ain't no cowboy. He's just a boy. Period. And, you know, hey, all Darius, come on. My German Shepherd puppy, whatever I say, boy.
He's well trained, Bob. He's well trained.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Bob, it's sad that we have a nation that have few warriors. I mean, that young Marine, he went away as a warrior, and he came back as a trophy for George Bush. He's just a trophy, something for George Bush to be photographed with, and that's the truth. There's no honor in that. There is no valor in that. There is no, what is that, esprit de corps into it? No love of country into it. It is being used just like, excuse my language, but it's like being used like a condom and tossed aside. Same difference.
Yeah, it is, Bob.
And it is sad.
And, you know, and please understand, this is going to go on. It's going to go on and on and on. It's going to be soldiers returned from Iraq running on you've seen the photos probably of George Bush going running with the veteran with no legs running on those prosthetic limbs.
Yes. And, Bob, I am... Okay. I'm just trying to hold on to my sanity right now because if I go in, I'm going to take somebody with me. You know, what was that show we watched back a few years ago? What was that? Not Poltergeist. It was the other one. That one with the... goodness gracious. It was a comedy, and it had some peeps in there, and they had moved into this house where these people had died. And I'm trying to think of this show. It was
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, that's the one. She says, you know, if I can't make this house over, I'm going to go insane. And I'm going to take you with me, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. I'm like in that little library. Well, can I keep this one room for myself? You know, this little piece of sand myself. While you take the rest of the house, the rest of the world, and just make it crazy. Well, that's what George Bush has done. So if I can't take this Iraq, I'm going to take the rest of the world, and I'm going to go crazy, you know? Well, can I please keep just United States of America as a country of the people, by the people, for the people? And guess what? No, you can't even keep that. Not under George W. Bush.
Nope.
We have to find our backbone, Bob. I'm sorry, but we got to find our backbone. I mean, I love the people of Denver. I love them desperately.
Well, what drives me crazy, Bob, is it's not a question of our backbone. We showed all the backbone in the world when we created a Democratic majority in the Senate and the House.
We did that, but
I mean, there were people. There were people who donated to political campaigns. They went without hamburger and had beans. Maybe they went without beans. They didn't go to the movies. They didn't. They waited a month to put new tires on the car so they could send $100 for so-and-so's campaign, because we had been promised, Bob, we had been promised by God that they were going to get in there and they were going to kick ass and take names.
I know that, but, Bob, you got to remember something I told you way back when. Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, and Earl Pomeroy are Democrats in name only. Call them Dinos or Dinos or whatever you want to call them. They're Democrats in name only. They are Republican light or Republican right wing, but they're the same thing. The same thing. They're the same. There's no difference between the repukes and the repugs and republicans and all those names we call them than there is between Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, and Earl Pomeroy, because they act as Republicans and they vote as Republicans. Let's face it, we got a whole lot of Republicans that have infiltrated the Democrat Party. Oh, Democrat Party. I'm saying that just like George Bush. It's the Democratic Party of the United States of America, and by God, I am proud to be a Democrat, and I am a member of the Democratic Party, and we believe in democracy of and by and for the people. And that's the truth of it. Now, if anybody wants to doubt that these people are Republicans, just look at their voting record of the recent past, or go back a little further and find out who they really are and what they really do. By their deeds they shall be known. And that's the truth. It's not a lie. It's not some fabrication of some drunk old gunnery sergeant sitting in the middle of North Dakota or just about in Montana that says, I do not see these people as true Democrats. They're no John F. Kennedy there. There are no Martin Luther Kings there. There are no true men of the people. They are Republicans, and they're there for themselves and no one else. Truth.
Truth.
But, hey, it was a wonderful, wonderful Halloween party. Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. It's nice to just put things aside, and I got a funny little story maybe for later this evening about Agnes and me.
Well,
I just got to make sure she's out of the room, or I'll be sleeping outside tonight if she finds out I told her.
Oh, don't worry about it, Bob. She'd never kick you out of bed. She'd have to, you know, kind of, hound dog warm her up then, so. Hound dog probably smells worse than you do.
I don't know. It might be a little bit of a competition.
Oh, goodness gracious. Not with that girl. She is, what do you call her? Ellie Mae?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm waiting on the lion. I really
she
am.
She knows that you're the only animal that she really loves. I know that. I've heard it in the voice. It's them other animals are just playthings. They're just puppies and kittens and mountain lions and stuff like that that you just kind of pet them and, you know, sends them on their way and ends their little, orphans and stuff. But that's the truth, Bob. It is. And, hey, I hope you get this here, the front porch Friday going.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it all depends. I mean, it just depends on what people want. You know, I'd love to. If it goes, it goes. Or if I have to sit here and filibobster for another hour and 45 minutes, that's okay, too, because I'm, God knows I'm capable of it.
I know that. Hey, son, you did a wonderful job for the first hour, and I thought, goodness gracious, somebody ought to call this guy up and give him hell. Or at least
or just let me catch my breath, for the love of God.
Yeah, well, okay, all right. Well, you want me to take I'll become a Republican for a moment.
No, don't. No. My poor little head would split like an overripe pumpkin. Don't do that to me, Bob.
Oh, I almost puked. I'm sorry. I just said that. It was just kind of it popped out of my head. You know, kind of like the monster from the head on the planet Zod or something. it was ugly thought that just kind of, it almost thrust itself into the body politic for a moment.
Ew. Just ew. Hey, Bob, it's good to talk to you. You have a great weekend, all right?
And to you, my friend, too. And to all of those that believe in this nation, stand, just stand up and do whatever you can. If it's to take your walker and kind of trip that, you know, that guard that's standing there with his Uzi, you know, it kind of, whoops, I just tripped him and he fell down and shot himself.
That's a trick.
You know, that that guy from, what was it, Blackwater or Pinkwater? What? Hey, he could be, or be or, no, it wouldn't, because that wouldn't be, because, you know, if it was like the gals from Gold Pink,
yeah.
If you tripped one of them, you know, it would be like desecrating.
Well, you know, I mean, we heard the story, I guess it was Halloween night, and what a spooky story it was. Our good friend Kathy down in Florida having to walk with the gathering of Eagles right-wing thugs. And they were, and the, you know, there's that gathering of Eagles, Bob, and they're scared to death of our pal Kathy. I gotta love it. You know, that
little gal with a little pink umbrella. No, I won't even get in.
No, I'll stand here and get drenched.
You know, hey, Bob, that's like the old story. He ain't smart enough to come in, come into the umbrella under the rain, out of the rain. You know what I mean?
That's them. Yep. And, you know, rather drench a candle, rather curse a darkness and drench a candle than stand in the light. Yep, that's them. That's them. Bob, take it easy, my friend. Have a great weekend and say hi to Glenda for us, okay?
Oh, we will do that in space. And love to you and yours.
All right. You take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Later. Our good pal Gunny Bob out in the wilds of North Dakota and darn near Montana. You know what? I'm going to do something out of the ordinary. I'm going to take, I'm going to take a little break and play an ad or two. And, you know, I need to remind you of something because you might see it up there on the website, on the banner there at the top, the CityNet ad that runs there every time you log on to headonradionetwork.com. But I don't say enough good about these people. I don't give these people enough of their due. If you remember back when we had previous internet connections, we'd have to put up these little notices or have somebody else say in another show, well, you know, they're down again. The internet crapped out. They're down again. Verizon let Lightning get through the lines and their telephone hybrid is fried again. Another, you know, $750 repair bill. We'd have to do that from time to time. You know what? Since we came on board with the fine folks at CityNet, that's all gone away. And I can't, if you want an unlimited long distance, unlimited dialing, the VoIP internet phone service, and you are within their service area, you can't beat the bargain that is CityNet's telephone service. If you're like us and you need something like a T1 line or more, and you're in their service area, you're not going to beat that either. And if you should happen to have a problem, you pick up the phone, you dial. There they are. And it's not, and you don't have that sort of two tomato cans and a string sound that you get when you know that you're dialing all the way around the planet or halfway around the planet. You're dialing West Virginia. Go look at citynet.net. Look at their service area. Sign on with them. Do business with them. They've got if you're on dial-up and you're in their area, they got a great dial-up service. And when you sign up, tell them that you heard about them here. And you're going to be very, very happy with them. You certainly, certainly are. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. A lot of stuff out there. Whatever you want to bring to the table, you are, of course, welcome to bring to the table. You can drive this bus as well as I can. You know the phone number, 304-658-5453 or 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. Email rolls into Bob at headonradio.com. See how easy we make it? And if you've never been to the HeadOnRadioNetwork.com chat room, well, you just haven't had any fun yet. We'll be back on America's Liberal Voice, America's independent, listener-supported liberal voice, The Horn. I'm Bob Kincaid.
You want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95?
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention $24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit citynet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. There was Bush again at the Heritage Foundation on Thursday, one of his favorite perches. He acknowledged that the right-wingers at the foundation are, in his words, shaping policy in Washington, as if we didn't know that already, and he thanked them for that. Then he launched into another recital of the lessons of 9/11, the only sheet music he knows how to read. He did so to persuade senators to confirm Michael Mukasey as Attorney General. Said Bush, "The job of the Attorney General is essential to the security of America. If the senators don't approve Mukasey," Bush said, "that would guarantee that America would have no Attorney General during this time of war." Thus does Bush use 9/11 to try to get anything he wants, even an attorney general who believes the president is above the law, even an attorney general who refuses to acknowledge that waterboarding is torture. Now, more than 6 years after 9/11, the Senate can't keep falling for this ploy, especially when it comes to the nation's leading law enforcement officer. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Tune in to Night Sounds every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. You'll hear the latest in new music releases, special segments like One Hit Wonders, Under the Covers, and Night Sounds dedications with the sassy and classy Erica Richards. For requests and dedications, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. So tune in and stop by the chat room this Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Hey. Thanks for lending an ear.
All right, we're back. I took a couple of extra minutes there. I apologize, just to sort of get my wits about me, because I'm reading something here right now that is, oh, Jesus, chilling? You guys are so far ahead of the curve, you've probably already seen this. From the Jerusalem Post. I mean, you know, we're not talking about the Onion here. We're not talking about a right-wing rag like the Washington Post or the New York Times. The Jerusalem Post is reporting, and I'm just going to read it to you. The September, because, you know, this has been shrouded in mystery all along. And maybe some of the answers are coming out now. And if this is indeed the answer, and we don't do something about this, well, then let's just put a fork in it, turn us over, and say we're done. The September 6th, my stomach is sick reading this. The September 6th raid over Syria was carried out by the United States Air Force, the Al Jazeera website reported today. Jesus, I want this not to be true. The website quoted Israeli and Arab sources as saying that two U.S. jets armed with tactical nuclear weapons carried out an attack on a suspected nuclear site under construction in Syria. The sources were quoted as saying that Israeli F-15 and F-16 jets provided cover for the U.S. planes. I'm dizzy right now. The sources added that each U.S. plane carried one tactical nuclear weapon and that the site was hit by one bomb and totally destroyed. At the beginning of October, Israel's military censor began to allow the local media to report on the raid without attributing their report to foreign sources. Nevertheless, details of the strike have remained clouded in mystery. On October 28th, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told the cabinet that he had apologized to Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan if Israel violated Turkish airspace during a strike on an alleged nuclear facility in Syria last month. In a carefully worded statement that was given to reporters after the cabinet meeting, Olmert said, quote, "In my conversation with the Turkish Prime Minister, I told him that if Israeli planes indeed penetrated Turkish airspace, then there was no intention thereby, either in advance or in any case, to in any way violate or undermine Turkish sovereignty, which we respect." The New York Times reported on October 13th that Israeli planes struck at what U.S. and Israeli intelligence believed was a partly constructed nuclear reactor in Syria on September 6th, citing American and foreign officials who had seen the relevant intelligence reports. According to the report, Israel carried out the report to send a message that it, the attack to send a message that it would not tolerate even a nuclear program in its initial stages of construction in any neighboring state. On October 17th, Syria denied that one of its representatives to the United Nations told a panel that an Israeli airstrike hit a Syrian nuclear facility and added that, quote, such facilities do not exist in Syria. A UN document released by the press office had provided an account of a meeting of the First Committee, Disarmament and International Security in New York, and paraphrased an unnamed Syrian representative as saying that a nuclear facility was hit by the raid. However, the state-run Syrian Arab news agency, Sana, said media reports apparently based on a UN press release misquoted the Syrian diplomat. Have we done it? Did we get away with it? Has that little madman in Washington, D.C. used a tactical nuclear device against Syria? Again, this is Al Jazeera. They get a lot right. Israeli and Arab sources say that two U.S. jets armed with tactical nuclear weapons carried out an attack on a suspected nuclear site under construction. I feel like someone is standing on my chest. Of course, this dovetails, at least in my mind, with the story of the mistake, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, mistake that we made when we flew two nuclear-tipped cruise missiles from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. And there has been a dutiful purge of people allegedly involved with that error. I wish I had more information for you. Truly, I do. All I know is what I read there. Ask yourself a question for a moment. Would George Bush hesitate for an instant to use a nuclear device on brown people? Would he? How could this possibly have happened, and there's no reportage of radiation?
Well, it was just a little one, Bob. And it went way deep, so there wasn't a mushroom cloud or nothing.
Do words like that do to you what they're doing to me right now? I feel like my head is on fire. I feel like there's somebody inside my head with little spikes just banging on the inside of my forehead, and it's going to crack open at any minute. Link. Let me see. Dadgummit, where'd it go? There it is. Link. Mideast.jpost.com. I'll put it in the chat room. Maybe one of y'all can put it up on the web page or something. Sorry, this just, I guess I'm not a lot of fun right now. I don't know, and I don't know enough about tactical nuclear weapons. I don't know enough about, you know, massive ordnance penetrators. I don't know what the mushroom cloud looks like if the thing has been designed to bury itself 300 feet in the sand and the dirt and the rock. I don't know why the Syrians wouldn't say, you know, the little bastard just nuked us. where is it possible to use a nuclear device and not have it show up on a Richter scale or a Geiger counter somewhere? I'm being told in the chat room now that we flew 6 nukes to Barksdale and we got 5 back. Let's go to the phones and see what's going on. Hey, who have I got?
Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Are we on the air?
We are.
Okay. Excuse me, I didn't realize that.
That's okay. Need to turn the little speakers down, please.
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Respect our 7-second delay. I wish I would have... I started hearing this news back in Montana sometime, I don't know when, September or something, in the parking lot of Walmart one night on shortwave. And, Rumsfeld is still in charge, and he's pulling the strings, and there was a bombing, and I don't know. I bet if somebody went in and did some research on the USGS pages, there would be some kind of seismic activity. And I think that was about the same time that there was a big run on some banks of the UK. I mean, major, they had to, you know, the mob, people just mobbed the banks, and it was pretty pathetic. And also, I have heard from more than one source that 7 out of the 10 people who were involved with security and flight line and that sort of thing with that B-52 incident are dead.
Jeez.
7 out of...
Well, you know, ever since this happened, I mean, there was a mention of the raid on Syria, and then right off the news, nothing.
Right.
Now, the next question I have to ask, Kate, and see, this is the thing. It's so down the rabbit hole, it makes me feel like I'm losing my freaking mind.
Yeah.
Is that, would we provide cover? Would we provide cover for the Israelis? Because if it had been the Israelis who dropped one of their nukes on Syria, you know, game on.
Right.
Syria, on the other hand, I guess can't admit that they had some sort of a nuclear program cooking. I don't know.
I don't know that much about the details. This stuff is coming in so fast that it just... blows my mind. It just kind of lays on the top of my brain and just kind of rots there. It's like David, our Tennessee David says, it's all wrestling. What's going on in Congress just has so little to do with what's going on in the world, really. I mean, our little old piddly constitution and our little old piddly rights, and it's so inconsequential compared to what's going on around the planet, globally. Chase Manhattan and David Rockefeller they're doing the most of their business in Russia.
Kate, I'm pretty unflappable.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll be honest, I'm about a curly little hair on a gnat's ass from closing the mic, playing the music, and just going and sitting with my children.
Yeah, I know. I was going to type that in the chat room a few minutes ago. Bob, just go hug the baby. It's almost as if there's nothing we can do about it because it's gotten so big. And I keep saying it's the people behind the curtain. It's the Pioneer Group, those 200 people who are the old Negroponte, Rumsfeld, all those old creeps that I don't even know what they look like, but they're all in charge, and they're just doing it, and they got to reduce the population, and we're doing the genocide, and they're letting Mexico drown, and they're letting New Orleans and Gulf Coast rot, and Darfur is...
Everything seems trivial right now, forgive me, Kate, but,
yeah.
You know, that little bastard vetoed a bill that included infrastructure funds for the Gulf Coast. And I'm not, maybe it was part of that big expansion of the, uh, shipyard there, or the port facilities there that we talked about a week or so ago.
It is, yeah.
Maybe that's in there, but you know, there's other stuff in there that needs to be done too, and that rotten little SOB vetoed it.
Yeah. Well, he is just Ronald McDonald in clown pajamas. They picked him out. Every president since, every world leader since Wilson has been chosen by these people. And whoever's going to be on the ticket to run for president, that doesn't even matter, because the president, the leader of this country, has already been chosen. It's just becoming so obvious. And it's just like they can't get away with it anymore. They can't even hide it. It's just right in our face. And there's nothing, almost like nothing we can do about it, because it's a foregone conclusion. Whoever they want is going to be in.
How the hell do we find out whether this is true or not? I mean, like I said, the Jerusalem Post doesn't, you know, it's not like, you know, U.S. nukes Syria is next to a story that says Robin the Bat Boy stalking Jenna Bush.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. I read international newspapers, and I listen to shortwave, and I listen to people late night talk who would otherwise be called idiots and fools and you know, and then all of a sudden about 6 weeks now, however long it was since that B-52 incident. I mean, the people who were talking about that and saying it's there's more to this than meets the eye, they were all called out as idiots, and now it's coming out. And I didn't hear that what you cited that was from that was from that that from the Times or Al Jazeera.
It's the Jerusalem Post reporting on a posting at the Al Jazeera website citing Israeli and Arab officials.
Yeah, so now it's starting to come out, and we're going, oh my God. But when people started talking about it 6 or 8 weeks ago, you're crazy, you're just a conspiracy theorist, and you know, so I just hardly don't say anything, but I was really surprised to hear you so upset about this. I wish I'd have called 5 weeks ago and said, oh, do you know what, at least got you primed, so you could at least say, oh, Kate, oh, God, there you go again. Oh, Cassandra's at it again. It wouldn't have been such a surprise tonight, but I don't know, they're behind, and Cheney has to have whoever in, whoever he's got control of, they've got to do Iran, and they've got to get control of the Middle East, because if they don't, the pioneer group is 200, the group of 200, they stand to lose billions and billions and billions of hours to get into White House to say, you know, and does something about the insurgency we're participating in. So it's they've got to have the control, so, and they're going to get it. And I don't know. We just, I have no answers. I just have dots to connect, and when I do, people laugh at me and say, you're foolish, and I just smile and say, well, we'll see. But the fact that 7 out of 10 of the people who were involved in the whistleblowing on the B-52s are dead, I don't know. It, whatever.
And this stuff is so damn difficult to track down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like that. It's like the Gordian knot place to start. If you just took your saber and just whacked the whole thing in two and see what's on the inside, be surprised. I don't know. It's just grim. And that's why I just kind of just open my hands and say, well, whatever. Just make every day good enough to die. Go to bed at night and say, was this a good enough day to die? And if I can say, hell yeah, then it's been a good day, and there's nothing else I can do. So, whatever.
I don't know if I'll get an answer. I'm sure you hear me clacking away in the background. I'm not in any way ignoring or anything that you're saying, but I'm trying to get multiple things done at one time. When I chatted with Scott Ritter a week ago, he was kind enough to give me what I presume to have been his real, live, honest-to-Jesus email address.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anyone better.
No, no. And he said a few things that made me think, Scotty, whose pocket are you in? I don't think that's entirely the whole picture. I can't even cite a quote or even a phrase that he said, but there were a few things in his pitch that made me flinch, and I thought, and same way with Clinton's huge response, the inside job, how dare you? That was way, way too big of a response for somebody who's not, because I think he's been to, I think he's part of the Bilderberger group, and he's been at more than one of those Bohemian Grove gatherings, and that's one of the reasons his response was so big and so he fulminated. Is that right?
Yep. There's that word.
I love that word. You know, that's a combination of compounds that are volatile.
Yes.
In chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, before I fulminate any further, and keep on looking for the attribution or whatever, and I hope you get a response back from Scott. I'd be curious to see what it is. If he denies everything, then suspect too. You just can't believe everything you hear.